The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
I'm kind of a news hound, and I get my daily fill from many different sources like electronic and social media, but I also like to kick it old school with the newspaper. Not the online edition. Not even the freebies you take on the bus when your phone is almost out of juice. No, I'm talking the tree-hungry broadsheet dropped at my door by some wonderful carrier who gets up way before I do. There's no denying it's a user-friendly interface, and everybody has their own way to read it. I skip right to the letters because they express the opinions of real people grappling with the issues, just like Facebook, without the cute cats. I save the comics for lunch. That's about as long as I can wait to catch up with Rex Morgan, MD. And I always make a point of scanning the sidebars because often that's where the odd spots live, and those can be fascinating. This past week, the sidebars were brimming with stupid pet tricks and Darwin Award nominees. Two people in northern Mexico died in a car crash because the airbags had been replaced with bricks of cocaine, which don't absorb impact nearly as well. A dog drove a truck into a lake in Ellsworth, Maine. His human put him in the running truck after an encounter with another dog owner. While the two hashed things out, the Yorkshire Terrier put his riding gear and headed for open water. And we wrap with another animal roundup. Beatrice the emu had been running wild through New Hampshire for a week before her owner, Kermit Blackwood, was able to retrieve her and take her home to Vermont, apparently in the back of a Toyota Prius. I did not know they had that much cargo space. And isn't it odd that Kermit has a big bird? My name is Cal Cote. It's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to get things started on World Beat Canada. The Bronx-based Dominican-Colombian duo Pachamassive is back with a new album, Where We Come From. Here's a taste of good music. It's what we play on World Beat Canada.
Check it out. There's only two kinds of music in this world. And we love the good music. Pa' to' mi gente caribeña, beautiful Quisqueya. Check it out. And all the beautiful couples out there, check it out. Me and my girl listen to good music. And when she comes to me, I can't refuse it. Me arropo por la noche en su calor. Why, yo? Me and my girl listen to good music, yeah. And when she comes to me, I can't refuse it. Me arropo por la noche en su calor. Why, oh. Oye el reggae, le gusta el hip hop. La mueve una cumbia y la bachata. Two steps de merengue y dos de salsa. Y se oye el dubstep, se pone a brincar. Con esa sonrisita que me pone a vacilar. Y todo lo que te encante yo voy a averiguar. Siempre será mi reina, los dos somos igual. Princesa es al cielo que vamos a alcanzar. Regando esta canción por todo el area. Regando esta canción por todo el area. Hey. Me and my girl listen to good music. And when she comes to me, I can't refuse it. Me arropo por la noche en su calor. Why, yo? Me and my girl listen to good music. When she comes to me, I can't refuse it. Me arropo por la noche en su calor. Why, oh. No hay nada más lindo que estar con mi gente. Con música de vibra, sonido diferente. No mire pa' atrás, nada más dale pa' frente. Un sound to get down y un beat elocuente. Chequea. Regando esta canción por todo el area. Regando esta canción por todo el area. Ey. Me and my girl listen to good music. And when she comes to me, I can't refuse it. Me arropo por la noche en su calor. Why, oh. Me and my girl listen to good music. And when she comes to me, I can't refuse it. Me arropo por la noche en su calor. Why, oh.
Oh, ciudad, me New York. Es el pico que quiero, señores. Mucho color, risas menores. En la playa seguí el sistema remix. Que se acabe la crisis. Vampires, baby, la tierra es VIP. Vaya, los sistemas gozando la playa.
From the Rough Guide to Rare Latin Groove, that is Colombian innovators Sistema Solar and Yo Voy Ganó, or I Am Winning. From World Beat Canada, Patra Massive before that, also some Colombian and some Dominican thrown into the mix, a duo from the Bronx, and good music is what we heard. More of it straight ahead in the form of Los Furios. They are Vancouver's original Latin ska rockers, and they'll be joining the Mahones from Ontario at the Rickshaw Theatre on November 27th. Here is Steady As You Go from World Beat Canada. ¶¶ Respect the Land CD release party, bridging the worlds of roots and soul. It's Buckman Coe and his band. They craft an uplifting blend of sun-kissed folk, gospel-tinged Americana, world-beat melodies, and roots rock reggae. For the party, he'll have producers Adam Shake and Jason Ketchley in tow, and Vince Vaccaro. That's at the Incredible Imperial, and Buckman is my very special guest later this hour. Due to popular demand from people who were at the Sikusin Ndombolo event on August 15th and those who couldn't make it, October 17th, DJ Mark Fournier presents Fiesta Africana. The whole African diaspora will be represented in music, and as much as 4 hours will allow, including Sikus, Champeta, Coup de Calais, Kinzomba, Azonto, Timba, and more. And October 23rd, Desert Dwellers, the Santa Fe electronic world music producers, return to the rickshaw with Kayla Scintilla, Eve Olution, and DJ Emog. Friday, October 23rd, doors at 8. Tickets are available at High Life Records, Beats Records, and online at vtixonline.com. Mohamed Asani is a sitar master who lives in Vancouver, and he's put together a trio which explores the ground between Indian classical and electronica. Darbar from Lapis is next on World Beat Canada Radio. My name is Cal Cote. Thank you.
is your oyster. And we've strung together some real musical pearls. This is World Beat Canada.
Canada.
Bala ton non bello fanno smeno e camando di infinito robe quando non c'eri puto come ma non c'eri se ti ho ganaro sna mira si to sano quando non c'eri puto come ma non c'eri se ti ho ganaro sna mira si to sano. Entren en chiesa o sagano tos la luci Fallen in chomo si purgo sora la dis Ene si apopsi ma panda cacciarisi
Geine gecchini sa podochis
Ene si apopsi mo tema cacciarisi Geine gecchini sa podochis
Pareta me girevkis exigisis Che me rotas me ποιος σου deiati Κάτσε σταυκά σου χώνεψε το έτσι ένι διότι έτσι έτσι θέλει το κάτι.
Εφαένε σπασένε σι 30 χρόνια τσαφάει άλλον τόσο μάλλον τον κάνει. Να δεις που λόγω αγωνιστικής πορείας και με δημόσια δαπάνη να θαυτεί. Να δεις που λόγω αγωνιστικής πορείας και με δημόσια δαπάνη να θαυτεί. Τον τον αμπάλα τον τον πελό φαντασμένο ένα τον γάμο να πιερώσει τα σπασμένα. Υποσέλει το κάτι μα θέλει ο κόσμος που ζει στον Τίσινο παρτσιά μόλα τα μένα. Ο υποσέλει το κάτι μα θέλει ο κόσμος που ζει στον Τίσινο παρτσιά μόλα τα μένα.
Παρέτα με γυρεύκεις εξηγήσεις και με ρωτάς με ποιος σου τε γιατί κάτσε σταυκά σου χώνεψε το έτσι ένι διότι έτσι μόνο θέλει το κάτι.
Γυρεύκεις εξηγήσεις αφού θωρείς και ποιος και το γιατί αν δεν ισώσει ο καθένας το κάτι του επρόκειται ποτέ να δούμε βροντοπή καραντή.
From Nicosia on the island of Cyprus, that is Monsieur Domani. And that's what the kitten wants. It's a song about a self-aggrandizing idiot. Why are you looking at me? Psychosis is the album it comes from. Time for your touch of the familiar. Here is Badi Assad. She is a São Paulo singer from Brazil, and she uses a samba drum line to give a real Brazilian flavor to Lords Royals. Check it out, your touch of the familiar, brand new to World Beat Canada.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a turn-up town, no postcode envy, every song is like gold teeth, grey goose, dripping in the bathroom, blood stains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on a timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a goldfish. We don't care. We are caught up in your love affair, and you'll never be royals. You don't run in our blood. The kind of love just ends for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee, and maybe I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy. My friends and I, we practical. We count our dollars on the train to the party.
Esse corpo é maloqueiro, tem tropela no quintal. A caboclada vai chegando, vai brincando. Tem o som do meu pandeiro e a batida do ganzal. Toda menina com vestido estampado, procurando namorado, esperando com paixão. E a brincadeira desse corpo vem trazendo alegria no terreiro, com a fogueira no cavão.
Eu vou cantar esse corpo que vai trazer alegria, vai levantar a poeira na casa de Samaria. Eu vou cantar esse corpo que vai trazer alegria.
Arruma roupa para a gente ir pro coco. Vou dançar lá no terreiro até o dia clarear. Vai ter festança lá na casa de farinha, candeeiro e lua cheia pra moçada prosear. Vento soprando dentro do canavial, vai levantando a poeira com a pisada neste chão. Toma cachaça pra ficar namoradeiro e dançar lá no terreiro com a fogueira no cavão. É na pisada que a gente vai dançando. Esse coco é maloqueiro, tem tropela no quintal. A caboclada vai chegando, vai brincando. Tem o som do meu pandeiro e a batida do dançado. Toda menina com vestido estampado, procurando namorado e esperando com paixão. E a brincadeira desse coco vem trazendo alegria no terreiro com a fogueira no cavão.
Eu vou cantar esse coco que vai trazer alegria.
esse coco que vai trazer alegria, vai levantar a poeira na casa de Samaria.
New York's Nation Beat launched a conversation between Appalachian music and the music of northern Brazil. Vou cantar esse coco, featuring Silverio Pessoa. Buckman Coe is my very special guest, who is releasing his fourth album tonight at the Imperial. It's called Malamake Aina, or Respect the Land. Why would you go anywhere? You've discovered World Beat Canada. My name's Cal Code. October 10th, Buckman Coe releases his fourth album of reggae soul at the Incredible Imperial. With two great British Columbia artists as guests, his producer Adam Shake spinning between sets, and special guest Vince Vaccaro. But while the vibe of the new disc may be rooted in the rhythms of Jamaica, the spirit comes from the islands of Hawaii. We caught up with Buckman for coffee to talk more about Malamake Aina, Respect the Land. Let's talk about the album cover, which is weird on radio, I know, but it's such a beautiful portrait. How did that come about?
We were shooting a music video for the title track, Malamake Aina. I was going all over the big island of Hawaii and jumping off cliffs and doing all sorts of things, going into the jungle, going into different valleys. And we were up at Volcano, and these were in front of the steam vents. And it was just, the sun was setting, so the light, you got this kind of magical light beams coming out from behind me, and then there's these...
Godlike.
there's these steam. The steam is from, like, these steam vents, those volcanic steam vents. It was, you know, we did a couple takes where I was playing there, but we didn't actually use that in the music video, but the shots, the stills, looked so incredible that my graphic designer and I were sitting there looking at totally different album art, and he's like, you know what, I think that's your album cover.
Who is the photographer?
The photographer is a guy named Andrew Hara, and he's with this group called Ina Media, and they're based out of Hilo. And he does fantastic photography of Hawaii and helicopter shots and different valleys, and he has this real magical way of capturing the island. So,
when were you in Hawaii?
That was in January. I was doing a tour over there, about a three-week tour.
How did the Hawaiian, I mean, you're posed with your ukulele, how did the Hawaiian influence come into your music?
I've been going there for years since I was a kid. And I started playing ukulele probably 15 years ago and then put it down for a while. And then about 5 years ago, I picked it up again and wrote my last album, which is called Crow's Nest, mostly on the ukulele. And right when that album was coming out, I wrote another whole batch of songs, about six or seven songs. That started on the ukulele, and was hanging out with a lot of Hawaiian friends over there and spending a lot of time with a Hawaiian elder of mine, this guy Keone, who's a good friend of mine. And him and his family is very musical, and we started writing songs. I would help them finish their songs, and they would help me start some songs. And so, like, it's not like Hawaiian music, like,
no.
This song has Hawaiian language in it, this one song does.
Yes.
But there is a kind of a feel of, like, island music,
vibe.
Summer music, you know, which I think is kind of pretty much the same, you know, it's like the island, summery vibe, feel-good vibe, dancing out in good weather. And
are you inclined to learn some slack key?
I started trying to learn some slack key a bunch of years ago, and it was really fun. I actually, very similar to country blues, which is all in open tuning, I started playing more like country blues for a couple years. But yeah, all kind of related. The open tuning thing I really dig, and slack key guitar is awesome.
Yeah.
Haven't really gone far down that path yet.
Well, I mean, there's a whole another side to the story of Buckman Coe, apart from the music. Of course, the music now seems to be taking over your life, but fill us in a little bit about your background as well.
I think my background was very much centered around education and academic sort of pursuits. I did 7 years of university, and then I started working a lot with people with either developmental disabilities or mental health issues, and got involved with environmental and social activism. And then I also was teaching yoga. And then, the music just started to take up more of my time with tours and summer festivals and everything, probably the last 3 years. So since then, I kind of gradually stopped teaching yoga and stopped doing mental health work, and have mostly been doing tours and have kept active through my music in kind of the social, kind of civil society. So I've stayed involved in that, but yeah, music is my main source of work.
Say the album title for me one more time.
Malamak Aina.
It means respect the land. Buck Munco is joining me here on World Beat Canada. Your producers, Adam Shake and Jason Ketchley, right?
Yeah, Adam Shake, we want to keep working in the future and do something that is maybe a little bit more of a meeting between EDM and live and soul and reggae stuff that I bring.
Bring it on. That yeah. sounds great.
Yeah, that would be fun. And we can do that. We can do that really simply. And yeah. I'm really excited about that. And bring more world instruments. I want to bring a lot of different world musicians that exist in the city and also out in the Kootenays where Adam's from, and starting using that.
Yeah. How does Jason fit into the picture?
Jason is just a fantastic producer that I've used for the last three albums, including this one. Is a musician, but on this record he didn't actually play anything. In previous albums he's played harmonica and percussion. He's a great drummer, but I use the people that I perform with on my records.
We introduced the title track last week on the program, and I'd like to take this home with another one of my absolute favorites. I'm really, really attracted to this song. It's called Rubber Bands, and it has a real Beatlesque feel to, for me, anyway.
It does. It does have this kind of whimsical Beatlesque feel, too. I grew up listening to the Beatles, so their kind of pop sensibility and melodic sensibility really entered into my, you know, early formative years of loving music. So that is a track that is kind of outside of the roots reggae kind mm-hmm. of feel. There are a couple outliers in this record, and that's definitely one of them, and one that I wrote on piano. I think it was the first song I wrote on piano in a very, very long time. So it's kind of neat. I get to perform that one live on piano. Go over to my keyboardist thing and just nice to mix it up.
Together, the rubber bands, bone set.
This is Buckman Coe. The music of the world comes home to World Beat Canada.
Judasy are from Berlin, and they are revisiting the old Yiddish cabaret songs and putting them together with dancehall beats. And what we heard was Fizelik Sum Tansen. Before that, my thanks to Buckman Coe and congratulations on the new album. And that was Rubber Bands, not to be confused with Rubber Soul, although it really does sound Beatlesque to me. Next, we're going back to Germany to meet up with Senior Coconut, a.k.a. Yui Schmidt, who went to Santiago to Latinize the rock standards. An original is straight ahead, Electro Latino, on this episode of World Beat Canada. My name's Cal Coat.
Electro Latino. van saltando y los hombres van gozando. El mundo está cambiando, la gente está bailando. Las chicas van saltando y los hombres van gozando. Fue ese señor con el nombre de Coco quien inventó este ritmo loco. ¿Qué dice?
Is something very cool brewing in the shanty towns in and around Kinshasa. That is Mbangwana Star, and the track is called From Kinshasa to the Moon. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcapyrite Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist. I hope you'll check out both as a free subscription at your iTunes store, as well as on whatever wonderful radio station you happen to be listening to us on. We'll take it home with the Dutch Nine piece, which has been endorsed by Tony Allen, the man who put the beat in Afrobeat, and Seun Kuti, the heir to the throne. Jungle by Night, with a track called Attila. But our last word goes to Christopher Fry, an English dramatist and playwright who said, Where in this small talking world can I find a longitude with no platitude? Calcopyrite Communications.